cattle business has been good to you, hasn't it?
Well, it's been a wonderful trail to go down. Made a lot of friends, admire a lot of people. The camaraderie is good. It's been good to me, and I hope I've been good for it. I tell you what, I think most of the ranchers that I know of, they want to leave their ranches better than they got them. They all want to try to leave the world a little better off than it was before they came.
And you feel this ranch, this land that you largely own, you lease land to?
Oh, yeah, we lease quite a bit of land.
That you've improved all that, haven't you?
We would like to think we have. We've tried.
By building roads and eradicating, obviously, weeds.
And building ponds. It's better watered than it used to be back in the 30s. Before they had the days of the big bulldozers and the heavy equipment, you couldn't build a pond that was big enough in any location to hold water, which is so important for stock. You know, you like to have at least a good pond every 640 acres so they can walk to it. And they don't have to walk too far to get good water. Back in the 20s and the teens, they didn't have those ponds to water cattle. They had to water out of the creeks as they were. So they would just destroy all the grass around the creeks and then out in the broad prairies. Unless you had a summer with lots of water and the draws, you could not graze your pastures as well. But now with the placement of ponds in strategic spots throughout the ranches, the cattle can water better. And you can improve the grass, do a better job of taking care of the grass. So that's a very important thing, the water situation, to improve Mother Nature and what she had.